Chapter 6. Dr. Seward's Diary. The Terrible Truth. 26 September. It is only a week since I stopped writing my diary when dear Lucy died, but now I am starting it again. The professor has told me something truly terrible this morning. He turned up at my hospital and thrust a newspaper cutting under my nose. The Westminster Gazette, 25 September. The Hampstead Horror. Another child has been found on Hampstead Heath this morning. It has the same tiny wound on the throat that the other children had.
"It is like the mark on poor Lucy's throat," I said sadly.
"What do you think that means?" the professor asked. "Do you mean to say that you have no idea of the cause of Lucy's death, even after all the hints I have given you?"
"She died from loss of blood," I said.
"You are a clever man, John," my friend said, "but there are things that you cannot understand." "That is the fault of science. It tries to explain everything."
"What are you saying?" I asked.
"Can you tell me why there are stories of vampire bats in South America that come at night and drink the blood of cattle and horses? Can you tell me why there are stories of sailors sleeping on deck at night who are sucked dried of blood?"
"Do you mean that Lucy was bitten by a vampire bat here in London in the 19th century?" I asked in amazement.
"I want you to believe in the things you cannot believe," Van Helsing said.
"You think that those small holes in the children's throats were made by the same thing that made the holes in Miss Lucy?" I asked.
"Alas, no, it is far worse," the professor replied.
"In God's name, what do you mean?" I asked.
The professor covered his face with his hands as he answered me.
"They were made by Miss Lucy," he whispered.
I hit the table hard with my fist.
"Dr. Van Helsing," I shouted, "are you mad?"
"I wish I was," he said. "It would be easier to bear than this. I have not told you before. I wanted to break it to you gently. I know how much you loved Miss Lucy, even hoped to marry her yourself before Arthur."
"Forgive me," I said. "What are we going to do?"
The professor took a key from his pocket and held it up. "We are going to spend the night in the churchyard where Lucy lies. This is the key to her tomb. Then you will know that I speak the truth." My heart sank. I knew that a terrible ordeal lay ahead of me. We left for the churchyard about 10 o'clock that evening. We entered the family tomb by candlelight and came to Lucy's coffin. He lifted up the lid, and I went nearer to look.
Lucy's coffin was empty.